Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, who am I talking
yes.
to?
Sergeant Newts, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So, say your name again. Do you say the H or do you just end with a T?
Sergeant Newt.
Newt, okay. Because I come from Minnesota
yes.
where we'd be saying that K and it'd be Knut. But that's not how you say it, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so...
No, ma'am.
Jason is the first name and then Newt. Okay. And you are 28 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long have you been a Marine?
About 10 years now, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. And have you been in Intel that whole time?
No, ma'am. Did a lateral move from admin.
And when did you go into intelligence then?
Back in 2007.
And do you like being in Intel?
Yes, ma'am. It's challenging every day. Just different perspective and able to use all the knowledge I have helping out everyone.
So tell me about what you do in your job.
Pretty much accumulate and collect all the data provided to us through multiple means, through our internet connection, along with Marines that have gone out on patrols and whatnot. Take that information, collate it, and kind of sort through it all, and then provide that sort of finished intelligence to the commanders and then to other patrols that would be going out.
Okay, so what's some of the challenges of working in Afghanistan as opposed to working back in Twining Palms?
I won't say just challenges. We have a lot more real-world experience that we can deal with here as opposed to working back stateside. The only thing that we really kind of deal with is maybe just connectivity. But we've learned to manage to work around that if need be.
Oh, you mean that's one of your problems is the connectivity?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's like telephones and internet?
For the most part, yes, ma'am.
So what is it that you like about your job?
The part I like the best is just being able to kind of have something that might stay the same on the surface, but pretty much changes as different situations develop. So it's not really the same job every day.
Okay, so do you see any of the any good things going on over there?
Sorry. Kind of had something pop up on the phone over here. Good things. How do you mean good things, ma'am?
I don't know. Are there any good things going on? Do you see a change in attitude? Do you see progress in making peace or whatever it is that your duty is over there?
Not sure about that. I've kind of stayed working in my job field. I couldn't really tell you on that perspective side of it, ma'am.
Do you get out of the... are you stationed at Leatherneck? Do you get out off the base at all?
No, ma'am. Stayed on the base as of right now. not sure what is going to be going on in the future.
Do you have any contact with the Afghan nationals?
No, ma'am. No contact there.
Okay, so if you've been in for 10 years, you probably joined right out of high school then.
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you join the Marine Corps?
I wanted to change of pace, wanted something different than going through school for another 4 years. Wanted to kind of travel a little bit. And figured the Marines would be the best way to do it.
And where have you traveled to?
So far, I've been over to Japan, Korea, to Iraq the last time, here, and then just pit stops flying in between stateside and over here, ma'am.
Where in Japan were you?
On Okinawa, ma'am.
Oh, which base?
At that time, I was on Camp Foster.
My husband's a retired Marine. We lived for a year off base near Fatima. So I know that, but that was a long time ago. Were you there for 1 or 3 years?
I was there for 3 years, ma'am.
In Korea? Were you stationed there, too?
Not in Korea. That one was just kind of quick trips, going over for exercises at that time.
Did you ever go to Thailand on an exercise?
Wasn't scheduled for any of those TAD trips. Just stayed up with South Korea and on Okinawa.
What about any Muse? Have you been on any Muse?
That's the one thing I haven't been able to get on yet.
Are you married?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so let's see. So if you've been in 10 years, it sounds like you'll probably be making it a career then.
If I can. Waiting on this next time to just see how I feel, and depending on what's going on, trying to stay in or possibly getting out.
When are you up for reenlistment then?
Next couple years here, ma'am.
So, do you like Intel? Do you think you'd want to stay there or make another lat move?
It's enjoyable. If I decide to stay in, probably stay in Intel. Just kind of acquired the feel for it and kind of know how to do the ins and outs of the job right now.
So in the 6 or 7 months that you've been deployed now, do you have a memorable moment that sticks out in your mind?
Not really just one moment. It's pretty much just like all the other deployments I've been on, just kind of working day to day, doing what's needed when needed. Pretty much it just kind of turns into a Groundhog's Day after a while.
The same thing over and over.
Yes, ma'am. There might be slight differences, but a lot of it's just the same routine.
So what is your typical work day like?
Pretty much as soon as I get in, start working on our products, and then kind of as they get completed, get those pushed off to the required units that require them to further understand the battle space. And then get a new area to start researching.
What time do you start working?
Usually around 08 or 09, and then work till usually around 22 to 24 or midnight.
Those are long days.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have much free time.
It's by choice, ma'am. I don't really need anything. I just kind of go back to the sleeping area just to rest, recover, and get back to work.
So then it sounds like you enjoy working then.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are you going to do when you... have you had your R&R already?
Yes, ma'am. I've already completed that.
And what did you do when you went back to the States?
Went home, back to Ohio, and just visited with friends and family there and just relaxed for the time that I had off.
Well, it sounds like you need relaxing if all you do is work, work, work.
That's what I'm over here for.
So you say that you're from Ohio?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you enjoy your deployments? Were you excited to go on this one?
I was just filling in. This one being the latest one, it was kind of exciting just because I haven't had the year-long deployments one. The year-long deployment experience yet, but after a while, it's just pretty much two deployments that I've had before put together.
Yeah, if it was a regular deployment, you'd be either on your way home or soon.
Yes, ma'am. But this one's kind of dragging on even longer than normal, and didn't realize it would be an experience kind of quite like this.
What do you mean by it, an experience quite like this?
As it kind of gets on towards month 6, 7, 8, 9, just the time frame away from relaxation without maybe a day off or something like that.
Yeah, I imagine that would get hard with no downtime.
Yes, ma'am. Just kind of staying on the ball for such an extended period of time. I mean, it's possible, but it's nice to have a little bit of downtime every now and then.
So it says here that you were chosen Marine of the Week because of your versatility and being able to jump into any assigned task without issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you do something recently, or is this just an accumulation over the last few months?
I think it's just picking it up over the last couple months. Been able to kind of assist everyone within the shop, helping them with any tasks that they need and being able to answer the questions that arise when they maybe last minute.
Okay. Anything that you would like to talk about that I haven't asked you or mentioned?
Not that I can think of. Pretty much covered everything, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning.
Not a problem, ma'am. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. Have a good day or night or whatever.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.